Nedarim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey, 10:5. We've already seen the rule, which is that a arus, a husband who's halfway through in step one of the two stages of marriage, is not able to unilaterally mefer his wife's nedarim. He has to do it in concert with the father, and if there's no father, he can't do it alone. This Mishnah suggests that according to Rabbi Eliezer, at least there's an exception to that rule, and we actually mentioned this back in the first Mishnah of the Perek, but here we have it again, more explicitly. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if there's no father in the picture, meaning that the girl has left the reshus of a father either by becoming a bogeres or being a nesua, being married fully, so then the father no longer has any relevance to her, there's no abilities to be made for her nadarim. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, we'll see, if the husband has financial responsibilities, he's required to support this girl financially. So then, according to Eliezer, he, since he's the only person who's in the picture and he has his financial responsibility, he should be able to be mefer, or cancel nedarim, even by himself. And the basic thinking is that the reason, the rationale why a girl's nedarim can be canceled by her husband is because when she makes her nedarim, it's al das bala, she has her husband in mind. And according to Eliezer, the primary thing she has in mind is the husband's one who takes financial care of her. And that being the case, if this person is only an arus, she hasn't moved in with him, but he already has financial responsibility for her in full. We'll explain how that could be in a moment. So then she has him in mind, and if he's the only one because there's no father anymore, so then no father because she's a bulgaris or previously was married. So then the only person who's relevant is this arus, and since he has financial responsibility, says Eliezer, he should be able to cancel her nadarm unilaterally. The Chum will reject that, and they'll say, nope, even in such a scenario, a arus by himself can never be made for the nedarim of a woman, and that will be the halacha. Now, how could it be that the arus has financial responsibility? Because usually the rule is that in stage one of marriage, legal marriage, you have the erusin, kedushin, and at that point, the girl still stays at home in her beis avi, and her father's home, and the father takes care of her, and he has a financial responsibility. And there is no financial responsibility to support the wife until she moves in with her husband. So how could the husband in this case have financial responsibility? So the answer is, we learned back in Maseches Ksubos in the fifth parak that they can set a deadline. In other words, the couple can get engaged, I'll call it, meaning erusin, that's like the first step of marriage. They actually are married, technically. But she didn't move in with them. And then there could be a deadline. It would be at least a year for a first-time marriage because it takes that long to prepare her dress, etc., and arrange for the marriage details, or 30 days if it's a second marriage because she already has her dress and so on from the previous marriage. Whatever the case is, if that deadline passes, the husband committed to get married on such a date. If that date arrives and he doesn't arrange for the wedding, so then as like a penalty to him, he now takes on financial responsibility, has to provide for mazonos for his wife. And that way he has an economic disincentive. There's no reason to push off the wedding because he has to provide for her anyways. So in such a scenario, you have a case where a girl could be, have to be supported by her husband, even though she's not yet a nesua, she's not living with him, she lives at home. And the husband, the arus, has financial responsibility for her. So in that case, says Rabbi Eliezer, he should be able to be made for nedarim if she also is out of the reshus of her father because she already is a bogeris or she was married once before. And that's what the Mishnah says inside. The Mishnah says, bogeres. You have a girl who already is more than 12 and a half, and therefore she's left her father's reshus. He has no ability to be made for nedarim. Sheshahasa shneimasar chodesh, and she's been waiting now 12 months to get married since her erusin, but the husband didn't arrange, the deadline has arrived. Or va'almana, we have a girl who's an almana, she's a widow. Again, if she's a widow, that means she was previously married, so she left her father's reshus, I should say. And now, shloshim yom, if 30 days have passed, because only 30 days are required, as I said, for an almana to remarry. And then, at that point, if the husband doesn't get married, he still has to provide for her finances, and therefore, to be Lezer Omer, ho'ovu ba'ala chaya b'mezonoseha, since her husband is required to provide for her and support her financially, even if they're not married yet, meaning nesuin, she hasn't moved in with him. Therefore, yafer, he also should have the ability to cancel her vows. The Chacham Omrim, but the Chacham rejected. They say, no, not even in such a case. Einabal mefer ad shetikanas l'reshuso. The husband is never able unilaterally to cancel his wife's vows unless she moves in with him, meaning nesuin. And the response is, even though it's true that he has financial responsibility, certainly when we say that the woman makes her nadarim al das baila, having her husband in mind, it's not just because he provides for her financially, but rather because she's her husband. Meaning, hypothetically, let's say you have a girl whose uncle is the one who's supporting her, and that's even, let's say, legally binding, whatever, however the situation is. The point is, even so, even if she's dependent upon her husband for financial support, certainly the uncle for financial support, certainly there's never a thought that the uncle could cancel her vows, nothing doing like that. So the point is, it has to be her baal, her husband proper, including the suin, and therefore, according to the cham and the halacha, even if the arus has financial obligation to support the wife and the father is out of the picture because she's already a bulgaris or an almana, it doesn't matter. No one can cancel her vows until she becomes a nesua.